Jump out and go grab a couple things and hit the road again. Y'all be careful. Have a good day. 73 to you.
3, you have a good morning and be safe on the road.
73 to you too. It's KO4NNR. I'll be standing back.
So your radio, you're doing 25 watts? Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, I just got into this, like I said the other day, February I got my license and stuff, and I bought this cheap radio, it's just a QYT radio, it was 25 watts off Amazon, just to try it out and make sure I like it, and it does really well. I'm kind of impressed, for sure.
Really well now, I mean, in all honesty, I keep my Yaesu, I keep it turned down to 25 watts, I don't run it on high power that often. I mean, realistically, either antenna might make a difference, but, I mean, like right now, you're hitting the repeater just fine. A little bit of static in the background, but you're coming in crystal clear more than anything.
Here for sure. I wasn't sure what I was doing when I got into it, but, you know, I started out with a little bow thing, and I listened to a lot of y'all guys every morning, and while I was waiting on my call sign, and I said, shoot, while I'm at it, I got this mobile. I went out and bought it, and all that came in. I've been talking on it ever since. And I tried the both things a couple of times, but it picked up really well, received well. But that 8 watts just wasn't getting, I wasn't close enough to a repeater, I guess.
I drive my wife's car to work every once in a while, and I have to use I didn't get to use a mag mount. I have to use like a little, it's an antenna that hooks over the window, kind of like you would do like a little flag or something. And man, that thing, it'll hit the repeater, but it ain't, I feel sorry for everybody that I'm talking to in the morning, because it's just so bad trying to get in. And without that mag mount, it's just not great.
Man, I know the antenna's a important thing, you know, when I've been in TV for a while, that ground pain, you know, if you don't get a good ground and all that, it's hard to do anything with it.
Your technicians, or did you go straight for a general or extra, or where'd you get so far? KO4CEN.
Yeah, I went with my technician, you know, getting into it. I done the online course, and I paid for the, you know, the general and the tech at the same time for an online course, and I should have studied for the general. I didn't realize you could take both of them at the same time, so when I got up there, I passed the technician, and they offered me the general, so shoot, I tried. I said, I haven't studied for it, and I missed it, I think, by 2, without studying for it. I kind of wish I would have studied a little bit more for it, but I'm going to go back, I think, next month when they have the next test, and do my general for sure.
Didn't pass, but, I mean, definitely upgrading. I mean, if you decide that you want to start getting in on the HF frequencies, it'll really open that up for you, because I hate to say it, 10 meters is just not, there's not a whole lot going on half the time on there, unless you just get lucky. But now the sun's supposed to be picking up, so maybe 10 meters will pick up soon as well.
Give me a little time to buy a couple things too. I definitely want to get on the HF because I've been doing a lot of research on it and all, but I haven't bought any equipment or any extra antennas, or I don't even have a base unit yet and all or nothing, but I've been trying to do some research and spend my money in the right direction versus having to buy a ton of different things.
Spend some money on ham radio, which base station, so for my 2 meter 70 centimeter at home, I ended up finding like a decent antenna on Facebook, and I went and bought it once I first got my license, and I just use a mobile unit at home. I mean, it'll do 50 watts. Since I don't talk on it a whole lot, I actually leave it on 50, but I'll check into the net every once in a while, something like that, or I'll just listen in on it, but I just use a regular mobile unit at home. I didn't try to do anything special with that.
I'm starting out with, I use this radio here. It's so small, it's about as big as your hand and all that stuff, and I work in Michelin full time, so that's where I'm headed to now, and I got a little truck that I ride around in all day, and I can't mount anything into it, but I can put this in there and plug it into the cigarette lighter and put it on top of the car, I mean the truck, the antenna for sure, and it does great for it, but so I've been moving around here and there, but I enjoy it.
I still get a little, see, I've only been licensed a little over a year, and the HF frequency, still getting on there talking, it's just so different to me. For some reason, I just got a mental block in my head where I feel like I'm going to screw it up. Where the repeater, I guess, to me, is so limited, I don't mind talking on it as bad, but once I get in the HF, I'll do, like, parts on the air or something. I'll call those guys, but I won't get on there and just call out usually.
I've been talking to a guy at 6 Mile. I got a repeater in Greenwood and all that he owns. He owns that one in Greenwood and one at 6 Mile, and he's been on the air for about 5 years, and he's been talking to me about it, and, trying to get into HF and everything else, and he's got a lot of knowledge for sure. Eager to do it, ready to get my general, and trying to get around and play with it for sure.
It's actually a good thing to have somebody that you can kind of bounce ideas off, because I got into it. I don't really know anybody that does the hobby, and it was just kind of daunting just trying to watch YouTube videos and stuff, just try to learn a little bit. And then once I started talking to Ken and the guys that get on in the morning, Mike and Tim and them, it was been a big help in all honesty, because I can just kind of bounce questions off of them or whatnot.
Can we get on a repeater? I mean, there's a lot of guys out here that knows a lot about it, and they can give you pointers for sure, and find out what you do wrong, what you do right, and what's good to buy and what not to buy. I mean, I enjoy it. I mean, especially my trip from Greenwood to up here and all. I hear several different people. And last night on the way home, I found out, I guess, the SC Hart's repeater's linked, and talked to the guy in Myrtle Beach. I talked to the guy in Rock Hill, and a guy in Sandy, which I thought that was the coolest thing in the world.
They did a statewide net. They do them every so often. I did one where I actually got on. I was at Myrtle Beach, and I checked in while I was down there on the repeater network, and that, I thought that was really cool myself.
So is there somewhere to look it up to find out when to do it again, or is it, you know, just every so often, or?
If you look up, I had to Google SC Hart something or another, and it'll give you the schedule whenever they do it, but it's not very often, maybe once a month if I remember correctly, but it's been a little while since I've been on the website to find out. But if you'll just Google the SC Hart network, you can get more information about it, and they have the DMR stuff on there as well. So
pretty cool. The only hard thing is, I guess, talking off repeaters and it all linked, it's hard for everybody to talk at one time for sure, and you got several people trying to check in, and you know, but I think it's neat to better hear people from all over the place. I mean, that's kind of where it's driving me to get into HF, and better hear people around the world. I think that'd be pretty neat for sure.
Yeah, and if you get your, if you get an antenna that can do 80 meters, there's a South Carolina single sideband net that they do on 3915. I'll check in it every so often, and it's kind of neat to hear people without a repeater from all over the state. And you'll hear people from like Georgia and North Carolina check in as well. It's really neat.
80 meters, you said?
Yeah, frequency. So you're just basically using NVIS to talk to people around the state of South Carolina, and they'll all check into the one net. It's really cool.
I've been at CB for a long time, and I had no idea there was so much other stuff out there as far as ham and all. It seems like it's almost unlimited, depending on how much money you got and how much time you want to spend on it.
Right, most of it's just all about, well, I mean, I guess you could homebrew a lot of your stuff. I dabble in that a little bit, like building antennas and stuff, but yeah, if you're willing to throw some money at it, you can do all kinds of crazy stuff, like launching balloons and everything else. But, well, Jerry, I need to jump on off. I got to order some breakfast for some of my employees, and then I'm going to head on into the plant, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s to you. Hopefully you have a great trip, and be safe at work today. And hope we'll catch you on another morning. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Oh, I'm getting up here close to work myself and all. Good talk to you, and hope to talk to you again. This is KO4NNR, copy on 73.